He leads by two. Seaman facing some full court pressure from Sandusky. Feeds it into Schelke in transition. And he goes up for the layup. All 4 points for Hira Beach from Schelke. Tied up at four apiece. Lasecki right wing being guarded by Schelke. Into the corner to Hale against Seaman. Into the right post, two to Cam. And we have early disco night. Travels called against Josh DeCam, the first turnover of the night. 4-4, Harbor Beach and Sandusky all square. 6:07 left in the first quarter. Cody Seaman, one dribble over to Lemansky into Schelke across, and he can't hang on to it, and Potter swings it over. That's the first turnover for Harbor Beach, and Sandusky tried to go in transition. It was tipped out of bounds by Lemansky. Linebacker skills there and intuition coming in for Devin Lemansky, the senior for Harbor Beach. Hasn't played since junior high, or at least freshman year, for Harbor Beach. Joe Stone with the ball against Seltz. Back up to DeCam. Now Danny Hale with it. Swinging around right down to the right block. Goes up for the layup, and it's in for 2 points. 6-4. Sandusky leading by two. Cody Seaman being double-teamed. Breaks the pressure. Austin Seltz can't hang on to it. This one goes out of bounds. Harbor Beach's passing game a little errant and a little too out of control thus far.
They're just going to have to settle down. Just take it easy. Let the game come to you.
Joe Stone dribbling into the right corner against Seltz. Feeds into the right block to DeCam against Oki. Going inside the paint, goes up, and Oki blocks it. Rebound, Seaman. Tries to feed into Lemansky, and this one's tipped. Actually, it's not tipped out of bounds. Seaman just couldn't bring it in, and that's the third turnover for Hira Beach thus far. 6-4, Sandusky.
This is very uncharacteristic out of Harbor Beach. Usually they have a low turnover rate. Kind of excited in the moment.
Danny Hale, left wing against Seaman, now top of the key. Dribbling right into the lane, lost his balance, falls to the floor, continues to dribble, out to Potter, into the corner, DeCam for the long range. They're actually going to call a three. Josh DeCam with 5 points and gives a 9-4 lead, and Danny Hale steals it and puts it in for 2 points. And Ron Rubel calls a timeout. It's Sandusky 11, Harbor Beach 4. A full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network. 4:47 left in the first quarter.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Well, I'll tell you what, it might be snowing in Baltimore area, but right here it's pretty hot as far as the action for the Sandusky Redskins. I have a shout-out for a birthday to someone in Baltimore. It's my granddog, just turned 5, Oakley. So that all fits in with everything.
Your granddog.
My granddog. We're very close.
Evidently. Harbor Beach coming out of the full timeout. Happy birthday, Oakley. Cody Seaman facing a full-court pressure. Inbounds Austin Seltz about 80 feet from his own hoop. Over to Schelke. Being guarded by Lasecki. Picks up his dribble before midcourt, goes all the way down, and this one's actually stolen right at the right block. That is the fifth turnover for Hira Beach on the night. And Sandusky with a 7-point lead, 11-4. Danny Hale gives it back to Joe Stone, top of the key. Dribbling to his left, now to his right. Danny Hale at the right wing. Pump fakes, pulls up for the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound still loose, and Josh Schelke has it for Hira Beach. In transition, goes up for the layup, and this one falls for two. Josh Schelke with all 6 points for Harbor Beach. It's 11-6. Sandusky still leading by five. Slow start here for the Pirates. They have historically struggled in this gymnasium. Only one win since 2011 here. Lasecki drives into the lane. Left side, no good. Rebound comes down. It's still loose, and we're going to have a foul against Sandusky. It'll be the first team foul against the Redskins and goes against Josh DeCam, number 45, his first. Seaman inbounds to Devin Lemanski. Gives it right back to Seaman. Pressure, double team coming. Skips it over to Seltz. Gets across the timeline. Back to Seaman, right wing extended to Lemanski. And Oki right block. Triple team. Lemanski goes in for the reverse. Mike, and this one's in for two. Nice ball movement there from the Pirates as the triple team came in on Oki. Austin Seltz steals the ball, and he's going to get called with the offensive foul. They claim he lowered the shoulder against Joe Stone. Joe Stone draws the charge, and the first against Austin Seltz and the team's second. Nice pickpocket, though, by Austin Seltz.
That was nice, and also in the first quarter, you want to see how the whistle's going to go. And, okay, that's it. And let's regroup, see what happens.
11-8, a three-point ball game. Sandusky leading, 3:25 left in the first. Danny Hale across midcourt, awaiting the call from his coach, Tristan Pennington. Time to spread it out. Danny Hale at the free throw line, dribbling down to the left block, spins into the paint, pulls up for the jump shot. The bank is open, and he lets it fall for two. Danny Hale with six, pulls it back out to a five-point lead for the red and black. Cody Seaman breaks the press single-handedly, down to Devin Lemanski, left block, passes errant. The sixth turnover for Harbor Beach. And here comes Sandusky leading by five. Danny Hale, top of the key, dribbles into the left block. Lets it float in. This one's no good. Rebound, Dalton Oki. And here come the Pirates. Josh Yelke down to the left block. Lets this one fly. Somehow off balance. Gets it to fall. Josh Yelke with 8 points. A three-point game. 13-10. Harbor Beach still trailing to Sandusky. At one point, it was 11-4 Redskins. Danny Hale, left elbow. Pulls, retreats back to the left wing. Back up top of the key, screen from Potter. Into the lane, goes up for the layup. And against Oki, a little too much for Oki, or against Oki. It is no good. Rebound Oki, and Oki then with the heads-up play throws it off a Sandusky defender. Harbor Beach ball.
Yeah, Josh DeCam, who the ball went off of, just simply looked at his old former teammate and said, okay, yep, you got me on that one.
Seaman needs to get this one in quick, and substitution for Harbor Beach, Brady Kirsch replaces Devin Lemanski with 2:18 left in the first. 13-10, Sandusky leading. Austin Seltz gets the inbound. Has three players chasing him. He's got plenty of speed. Top of the key, Shelke against Lasecki. Into the right post to Oki, and the give and go is up for two. And Oki with his first points in the night. 13-1 point. Sandusky still leading with 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
You knew the Redskins were going to come out, you know, just with guns a-blazing. It looks like the Pirates have weathered the storm.
Joe Stone into the corner to DeCam against Oki. Back up Danny Hale at the right wing against Seaman. Back to DeCam for three, right corner. It's no good. Rebound, Cody Seaman. Harbor Beach wasting no time. Seaman without numbers flies down the court. Off balance, doesn't let that one go. And it's no good. Rebound, Joe Stone. Into the left corner to Lasecki. Back up to Stone, up to Hale to reset the offense. Lasecki now with the ball left wing. Potter for three, top of the key. It's good. Brandon Potter with five. Brings back a four-point lead for the Redskins. 16-12, 1:10 left in the first. Brady Kirsch in trouble trying to break the press. Over to Seltz to Shelke. Nearly a foul, nearly threw out of bounds. Shelke drives into the lane, goes up for the basket. It counts, and he draws the foul. An old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Harbor Beach. Shelke at the line, shooting one. It's 16-14. Josh DeCam sits down. Tyler Monroe replaces DeCam. We apologize if we're having any technical difficulties here thus far. Brandon Potter has that foul. Josh Elke misses the shot. So remains 16-14. Sandusky by two. Into the corner. Potter for three. This one does not fall, and it's rebounded by Josh Elke. Brady Kirsch, right wing. 45 seconds left in the first. Out to Austin Seltz, left wing. Pulls up for three. No. Rebound, Lasecki.
35 seconds to go.
Lasecki's slowing things down, looking for one last shot. He's just beyond the midcourt, over to Danny Hale, right wing. Being guarded by Seaman, one dribble over to Stone in the corner to Lasecki. Potter now left wing to the right wing to Stone. And Dalton Oki steals it. It's one-on-one, goes up for the layup, off balance, does